get ready for the journey of a lifetime. Omega Metroid is excited to launch a new series exclusive to our Patreon channel, The Great Metroid Area Ranking. Our mission is simple. We are going to rank every single area in the Metroid series two at a time. Join us on our Patreon as we delve into all the different locales across this amazing series and get in on the action by helping dictate what areas we rank next. The Great Metroid Area Ranking is available to all Omega Metroid tier patrons. Join us on this incredible adventure and help us decide for the final time which Metroid area is the greatest of them all. OmegaMetroid.com's Patreon is the home to the Great Metroid Area Ranking, ROM Hack Reviews, The Spiteri Show, and so much more. Consider signing up today and see you next mission. Hello everyone, and welcome to the Omega Metroid Podcast from OmegaMetroid.com. My name is Andy Spiteri, reunited, at least on the Omega side, with my pal, Gooey Fame! What's up, Goo?
Hey. Yeah, hi. Not much.
How you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, good.
Jinx.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. It's been too long since last we podcasted, so... That's facetious. We podcast together all the time, but not on the Omega.
Twice this week.
yeah. But it has been, it's been a minute since last time you were on the Omega Metroid podcast, and I want to say the last time that that we got together for an Alien in Review was back in like November 2023, something like that, And we're currently in February, about to hit March, so it's been a little while. What's new? What's new with you and going on in the world of Gooey Fame?
Time just flies, because I feel like it, when you said it, I was like, oh yeah, it sounds about right. Time to do. We just did one. It's time to do another. But the months just fade away. What's new with me? Well, if I would say anything, I can't say anything other than. First and foremost, I got engaged.
Woo!
So,
hell yeah! I didn't know if you wanted to go there or not, but that's awesome. Congrats, buddy.
That's the number one, and then it's with my my co-host on the Flashback 64 podcast, McKenna. So we're podcasting engaged now, which is quite exciting. And you're kind of in a similar boat now. You've been podcasting with your significant other.
Yeah.
And it's quite fun.
It's different and quite fun. And I would say this, I was talking to my like sister-in-law about this actually. And she's like asking how that goes and everything like that. And I think that the inherent advantage of podcasting with your significant other is like, because first of all, you do it in the same room. So you can look at each other and like kind of, you know, it's easier to tell like maybe when to jump in and when not to jump in when you're doing that. But also, like, you know, for us, like going way back down to what, like 2019 or whatever, like it takes a little bit of time to develop that kind of cadence and rhythm that you have with the co-host. And I feel like anyways, like you kind of have that almost right away if you're podcasting with your significant other. So it's definitely invented. We did it in reverse though. We got married first, and then we got we started a podcast.
Yeah,
so you're bucking the trend.
yeah, we're on the path to success, though.
Yeah. Those who pod together stay together, by God. So, so that's super awesome. So, congrats to you and to McKenna. I can't wait to be there at the big day and cry my little eyes out and everything like that. So,
yeah, thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's completely shift gears and. Let's talk about Alien versus Predator. So, So we are, this is movie number 6 now in the Alien in Review series. 7 if you want to count Alien Isolation. And I kind of feel like we hit a little bit of a lull. And I think that kind of sums up where we are in the current Alien franchise. And obviously Alien is a series that inspired Metroid and really kind of gave that series a lot of building blocks that it would use to forge its own identity. And we've seen the last couple movies specifically, like I feel like Alien 3, definitely Alien 4, and then going even into AVP, you've seen like that kind of move away from those like more obvious direct references to Metroid into, you know, a little bit less and less. This movie takes the cake for that. I was like looking for something, anything in this movie, and the only thing that really crossed my mind at any point when I was watching this movie that kind of reminded me of Metroid was like, I was like, damn, that alien or the Predator visor when he's scanning stuff kind of has like some Metroid Prime vibes to it. But like,
yeah,
that's reaching, you know.
Well, like, at this point though, we're kind of talking like that's something that's sort of just like some of the foundational things that are baked into the series that share their similarities. Those are going to keep popping up, and I feel like that's one, you know, like we've kind of seen. I guess that's more of the Predator side of things, but you know, I think one way we should someday go back and talk about the like the tie-in games for all the Alien movies and see if we could get anything Metroid out of that. Yes. Because I did see this game or this movie did have a game adaptation. I wonder like what the hell is this game?
You know what, to be totally forthright, I actually had planned to, so there obviously there's only X amount of Alien movies, so I think we maybe have two things on the docket. We might do a Predator in review maybe. And then I was going to say, cool. Like, we should also check out some of the Alien games, because there's a few out there that are, like, really awesome, I've heard. I haven't played a lot of them. And there's actually a Metroidvania Alien game on the DS, which I think is going to be top of the list to check out. Okay. So, excited for that. But, so we are at the point now where, you know, I think Alien as a franchise is really just, like, wondering, like, what to do with itself. Like, what is the best... What's the best thing that this franchise can do to be relevant again, to be popular again? And obviously we know that we're a few years away from Prometheus kind of giving a not even a reboot to the series, but like a, I don't know, like a second life or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we're right in 2007, and you know, first Alien versus Predator, successful enough. This sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was thinking like it does seem like, oh, they're trying to find what we should do with it. But at the same time, I feel like the first Alien versus Predator, like we talked about how that was kind of like a logical step to go, you know? And then with this, like the first one, I think was successful enough that it made sense for them probably to do another one. So I feel like it's not until like this comes out that it's like, okay, what now? Like, I feel like we're a little bit lost is post this movie. I mean, this is the beginning of it.
Yeah. Like, I'll be honest with you. I felt like they were lost. They got lost during the movie. Cause like the movie starts off like kind of okay, actually. And then, I think really goes down. I'll come right out and say it right at the top. I don't think this movie is very good. Easily the worst Alien movie, if you even want to call it an Alien movie. I know it's a spinoff, but one thing that stuck out to me, and we'll go over this movie, don't you worry about that, we'll have some fun just going over some of the stuff, like one of the things that stuck out to me watching this movie is it actually made me appreciate AVP, the first AVP, way more, because this movie, I don't, would you agree with this? AVPR is significantly worse than AVP in every single metric.
Yeah, I would say that's right. Yeah, for sure.
It made me appreciate like AVP, because it's like, yeah, you know, that's kind of like a goofy spinoff movie, but like there was still like a really cool setting in that movie. Characters, I mean, there were one-dimensional characters, but at least you like kind of liked the characters. Like there were some cool
ones. Yeah,
there was some like cool lore scenes, like the Predator training or whatever in the pyramid and stuff like that. That was cool, and it's like easy enough to accept the explanation for everything in that movie. This movie I thought was rough around the edges.
I feel like in that first one too, like the way kind of the story flows and stuff kind of makes sense and everything. Like it's not like this is confusing or anything. It's just like there's just kind of like a lot of, I don't know, a lot of disjointed things happening, I feel like, where you're,
yeah,
you know, it's like, okay, I guess this is happening over here. They kind of intersect, but like, I don't know. The first one, I feel like you can actually get into this, like the tomb raiding element of it for a little bit. And the way then that crosses over with the alien versus the predator, you know, there was like the intersecting stories here, but it was sort of like, it felt kind of sloppy or something.
It was sloppy and like it just wasn't very good. And like it makes sense in the first AVP, you kind of have like a foundation or a reason for all of these characters to come together. And like, listen, like every single alien movie, there's a cast of characters and you know that they're going to get killed off, right? And this movie's no different. But I don't know. This movie to me was just like very like, I don't know, sloppy. That's probably a good word about it, where it's just like it introduced like six characters right away. You don't care about any of them because you know that they're all going to die. And like none of them were very interesting either. Like, in fact, I think most of them kind of sucked. So like there wasn't like a great character to root behind. And I had another takeaway as well from this movie, and you can tell me if you agree with this or not. But so one of the big critiques of the first AVP was that it was a little bit tame, like not super, super wild on like the, you know, the gore, the violence or whatever. So this movie makes up for that. However, I don't really think that it like does it very well. Like there's a lot of gore and violence in this movie, but it's kind of just there for like the sake of having it. Like it's not really intelligently weaved into the movie. That stuck out to me with a few scenes, one in particular that rubbed me the wrong way that I want to talk about in a little bit. But my feeling on the movie just as a whole was like, okay, it's cool that we have gore, it's cool that we have like some cool kills, but I don't know, I felt like a lot of the time it almost reminded me of like, you know, when 3D movies started coming out and there would always be those scenes where it's just like leaves blow in your face or something just to remind you it's 3D.
Okay,
that's kind of like the vibe I got from watching this movie with its violence.
That doesn't bother me so much. Like it depends on the movie, but I felt like going into this movie, I expected a certain level of trashiness that, you know, it kind of delivered on that level. Where I was like, yeah, all right, cool. Like that was gnarly. and I guess I didn't. It's compared to some other movies. Like I guess I was like I didn't. I don't know. I don't know if I needed it to be smart or tasteful, but it definitely stood out because that element and then just the element of like the people involved, the characters involved, really to take your comparison further. It really reminded me of more of a slasher movie.
Yes.
Because this is a horror, two horror series, but like in those, they're sort of more of a, there's a sci-fi slash action sort of bent to it. And you're usually dealing with, I guess there's police in this, but you know, you'd like
the town sheriff and like the high school girl and like stuff like that.
Yeah. Compared to like Marines in both the series kind of deal with Marines or whatever. I mean, I guess the original Alien is just like mostly workers on a ship, you know, but this is like it's very contemporary for when it's made. And it's like, you know, got teens who are, you know, partying and doing all that stuff that you would expect to see in a Friday the 13th kind of movie. And I was kind of down with that a little bit, you know,
those teenagers, by the way, they looked like they were like so old. Was that just me?
Well, probably. Yeah. Probably. I didn't question it.
So
this is the only way though, this is the only way you could really, I'm sure anyone could do it, but you could have that type of movie exist in these worlds, because in any of the other movies, like everyone's typically just getting washed by the alien and the predator. So if you normally set one of them down in a town. I mean, we saw kind of like they got to run free for a while and cause havoc. it you know, it wouldn't even be a movie, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if now if you have them just kind of like the people in the town getting caught in the middle of this conflict, then there's a chance for them to kind of get involved in the action a little bit and survive, you know, a bit of a handicap. Yeah. It's like a triple threat where like there's the one side that's like not as strong as the other two, but they can kind of survive. Yeah. Because yeah, so I don't know, it I kind of saw it, I think there's a version of this that could have been like a fun like
I agree
total trashy movie and stuff like that, but it delivered a little bit on that gore, but I feel like it didn't take me all the way there with the overall presentation of the movie.
I like 100% agree. I was actually going to bring that up next is that one of my like complaints, I guess complaint is maybe the wrong word, but like this is definitely like less of a sci-fi movie, which I think is like fine actually, but like it's not done super well, unfortunately. But so my complaint is like, yeah, it doesn't feel like a sci-fi movie. It feels more like a slasher movie, and it feels like there could have been anyone in that monster role. Not like it didn't have to be an alien, it didn't have to be a predator. And listen, I you could probably make that argument like most of the alien movies, most of the predator movies, that it could just be like any old monster or slasher or like Jason or Freddy or whatever, but like this one I thought was like very egregious with that, where it was just like, okay, like it's just like what monster do we have to kill people like this time? So mm-hmm. But I don't disagree. Like I feel like there was a foundation here for a movie that could have been like kind of schlocky, a little, you know, a little all over the place, but like pretty good. And I have a few mm-hmm. comparisons as I was watching this that I referenced for movies I think that do that really well. But yeah, I don't know. I think that this movie just kind of missed the mark for me. I wasn't expecting this to be good, right? Like I heard that it was, yeah, we've heard forever that it was horrible. I had never seen this before last night. And so I went in and I was like, okay, well, people don't like AVP either. And I love AVP. People mm-hmm. don't like Alien 3 or Alien Resurrection. I love those movies. So like, I'm prepared to really like this. And I was let down. I thought that it was like, yeah, just not very good. Not very good.
I did. Yeah. It was one of those things though, where it was just like, it was kind of that, I don't know. It was sort of the, one of those ones where it wasn't like offensive necessarily. It was just kind of like,
yeah,
like I almost couldn't engage with it as much. I spent a lot of the movie just like looking up every actor who's in it and being like, oh, okay, cool. Like I just couldn't like,
I had, you know, thought, what I mean? Like, tell me what you think about this. 'Cause I was watching this and I was like, these stock characters and this dialogue is so shitty. Like it's so bad. And I was like, this movie would be like 100% better if like there was no dialogue and you just follow the predator and he's hunting the pred alien and like they just fight and get into it. And like, yeah, I don't know, maybe there could be like a few scenes with humans here and there, but like I was like,
yeah, but it's so not rough. It's not practical for what they want, you know.
Yeah,
they, like they're, you know, that's like they're like there's got to be like the human element of it. But I did have that feeling even further, and I was like, they would never make this because, like I said, you gotta mm-hmm. have people in it.
Yeah.
But like I was like, that predator alien bursts out like back on the predator homeworld. I'm like, they just made a movie in that city or whatever they were in the predator homeworld or whatever it's called.
I don't think that's true. I think that pred alien, like this movie starts immediately after AVP. I think they're still over Earth when they. When
no, happens, right? Exactly. Yeah, you're right. What I'm saying is, like, my movie I would want to see is the ship makes it back.
Oh, and then okay. Yeah, that would be so sick. Yeah,
and I want to see, like, I want to see, like, Predator Society. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see, like you could have had all the. Like, there's, like, a guy, like, a. Like a predator, like president, you know, like a guy in a suit, and they're like, like, sir, the aliens
he's got a mask broken with like a bow tie on it.
Like, yeah. It's got a little pin with their flag on it. They're like, sir, the alien has broken containment or whatever, and they're like, okay, you know, like, and there's like this whole political drama with it, or even just like you said, a predator hunting a predalien sounds badass,
yeah.
But. Of course, they couldn't do that.
They couldn't, and I understand why they can't, but That would have been such a better movie.
And honestly, so I would have taken the crappy, the outrageous gore with the crappy characters or whatever. As I think for me, as long as like the fight scenes could have been a little bit cooler, but I don't know. If I feel like this was something that we talked about, they verged on at times in AVP, but in this, like, there was some decent looking stuff, but like overall, like the movie was just, it was like dark and like, you can like really make out the fight scenes and they look kind of crappy. So I was sort of like, I don't know. It didn't really provide that either.
I had that feeling, not only about how the movie looked, but like how the movie was written, how the movie was, I always feel bad saying this, but like how the movie was acted, how the movie was directed. Mm-hmm. I was just like, this feels like you and I, we've watched some, what people would classify as B movies before. This was this is like way below those B movies. You know what I mean? This was just like, not very good. I do want to talk about something. And you know me, like I feel like I'm not very like, it takes a lot to kind of like turn me off in a movie or like offend me. But there was one scene in particular that I just thought it was so crass that I was just like, ugh, when I was watching it. You could probably guess what it is. There's we'll talk about the movie, but like there's a scene where the Pred Alien goes and like, you don't see it on screen, but it's inferred that he has basically just killed like these like 12 newborn babies. And I was watching this and I was like, what the hell is this? I was like, this is so crass for crass's sake. I didn't like it at all. And I know I sound like I'm 100 years old, but like, I was like, this is garbage. Like,
that was one of the only interesting things that happened in the movie to me. So I was like, okay, cool. I don't know what you watched, but like what I watched claimed to be the unrated edition.
I watched the version that's on Disney Plus, so I don't know if that's the unrated version. It's on
Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We have I rented this on something.
I'm sorry, buddy. I have a free Disney Plus membership with my internet, so I think this was like one of the first times I've ever opened Disney Plus, and I was pleasantly surprised. And I think the last time I opened it was to watch the other AVP. So thanks, Disney Plus. I don't know. I thought that was just like a crass scene. And I was just like, I don't know. It was just there to be like shocking. It's like when somebody says something like really offensive or whatever, and that like, they just say it to get a reaction. And it's just like, okay, like, can we do better than this? You know, like, Let's try and be smart if we're going to do something like that or build up to that. I didn't like it. And I know that maybe some people did, but I was watching it and I like was literally sitting there in full gremlin mode. I'm on my couch, like eating nachos, and I'm like, blah, I almost spit out my nachos when that happened. I didn't like it so much. Like,
I couldn't get over like in these scenes. I'm still hung up on like how the movie looked. That was the biggest killer for me. I like, and it ended up this, so there's actually kind of a backstory to that, with the directors who also founded a production. They founded like a effects company, the Brother Strauss, they're called. And it's hard to say, 'cause I was like looking at a list of like what their, company has worked on.
Right.
And it's hard to say like the extent to what they've done in certain movies, because it's like they're one of like 14 studios that did effects on this, you know, on these movies. You know, like I saw they're credited as having worked on Avatar. and also I saw the writer also co-wrote The Way of Water. So you know what I mean? It's like one of those weird things where it's like I'm just trying to, you know, parse this out. But I'm looking at movies that their production company has done, like worked on, and like a handful of them I think are just some of the like worst looking movie, like I could name some. I think there's some that are like notorious ones that we've even talked about, not notorious, but like I saw like Rampage they did work on, and
I'm seeing like X-Men The Last Stand, Fantastic Four, Day After Tomorrow, kind of They, but that, there you go. They,
I mean, there's good stuff directing. In there, but I,
they did, man, they did a Linkin Park video directing actually, or,
they've done a lot. Well, in fact, and we've talked about this, they did the music video for Elevation by U2. Oh, so they went in, Jesus. Talk about good digital effects. They inserted the Edge into all those scenes in Tomb Raider. I mean, and they've done a ton, but they've done a bunch of, car and soda commercials too, but I don't know. I don't want to like diss them, too hard. Cause like I said, I don't know what went into like each of these movies they worked on, but when I look at like their filmography of like effects they've done, it's to me, it's kind of like what I consider like the example of like, I said this actually on the last episode of Movies That Whip, but I was talking about like certain eras of visual effects. And I was saying, I think like the least excited I get about thinking about like a, if I had to pick a year that I'm like a movie at movies, I'm not excited about, I say like 2008. I feel like it's after the heyday of the Lord of the Rings and you know what I mean? I feel like the pinnacle of
boom,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. And the, for some reason, the movie that always comes to mind is from 2008, which is The Day the Earth Stood Still with Keanu Reeves. And I just think it's like, it's just, when I think of like the visual aspect of that movie, it's like, ugh. And then I saw that they worked on that movie and I was like, okay, they've worked on like what in my mind, what I think of is like the ugly movies. So anyway,
I feel like it was very dark, like a lot of the time too. And I actually, I was doing a little bit of research and I saw that complaint after. So I felt a little vindicated because I was like, oh,
yes,
it's not just me. Because I like in the pool, I couldn't see anything. In the warehouse where the Predator and the Predalien are fighting, I couldn't see anything. Like there are multiple times where it's just like you're squinting there. I'm looking at this ginormous TV in front of me and I'm like, I'm not that far away. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah. I, there were certain scenes where I just straight up could not see what was going on. And so kind of hampered it. Anyway, I'm sorry to get hung up on that, but that was like, it made it almost hard. That was what made it hard to like look at the movie at times and instead like look up all these facts because like there was literally nothing to look at. I was like, ugh, I don't know. It was killing me.
There, like, I think that there were parts of this movie that were, like, pretty decent. Like, and I think another one of my takeaways for this movie is that it constantly was, like, imitating other movies, but that are, like, significantly better than this movie. But even that being said, like, I think it was imitating some pretty decent movies, and it did, like, an okay job when it was doing that, even though obviously it's not as good. So maybe let's just run through this movie really quick and we could talk about any highlights, lowlights, whatever that we see here. So as mentioned, this movie, it starts off right where AVP ended, the birth of that little baby Predalien. He's got his little like predator coming out of his mouth.
It's a great ending, to be fair.
It was a great ending. That was an awesome like tease for another movie. Unfortunately, the movie itself doesn't live up to that tease, but
no,
that's neither here nor there. But I was just like, I was watching this because really the one of the first scenes in the movie is a scene where this father and son who are hunting, they happen upon the predator ship that's just crashed into the forest, and wouldn't you know it, all these facehuggers get out and they're running around into the wild. And I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. This is like Jurassic Park kind of vibes. Cause it was almost like, it almost reminded me of like the raptors, like in the wild, and you couldn't see exactly where they were coming from. And I was like, okay, like, you know, imitating Jurassic Park, not as good, of course, but like, I can be down with this. Like, and I thought that was like a good starting off point. And you know what, that's one thing I'll say too, where I was just like, I thought that the violence, not even violence necessarily, but like they kill this kid in the opening scene. He gets a facehugger on him, and a chest burst too. So they really do this kid and his dad dirty. But at least that was just kind of like, oh, okay, like that's cool, like that's earned or whatever. It's shocking, and like at that point I was like, okay, maybe, you know, maybe this is kind of actually a cool movie. Didn't last too long, but I did like that opening sequence there because it did remind me of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it was rather Jurassic Park. Like, yeah, I would say it left me more of like, I was like, all right, we're starting off, we're like killing a kid. I was like, this. I felt like it was a little bit more like, I felt like we are in store for like some, you know, because think with Jurassic Park is they put the kids in danger, but you kind of, you know, it'll probably be okay. But in this, it was like,
Jurassic Park, no one is safe. If you're a kid, if you're a dog, you're okay in that movie. But
yeah.
Like, I don't know why I was surprised by like the 12 babies at the end, but I was just like, ugh. And actually,
and how about the well, we can wait, but the end is like the most egregious, whoa, like insanity, you know? So
the end. Yeah. Let's get there. Cause I have yes, stuff to say about the end. But I actually, so that wasn't where my Jurassic Park comparisons ended, because the premise of the movie basically is like these facehuggers give birth to xenomorphs. Xenomorphs are invading whatever town is next to the ship. And they are, and the Pred alien is there as well, and he's looking to procreate. So it kind of reminded me of the Lost World at the end, where, you know, after they're done at Site B, they bring the T-Rex back to like LA or whatever it is, and then the T-Rex of course escapes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like that's kind of neat. Like, and I know that some people don't really love that sequence, but like I don't know, I think it's fun. And it kind of gave me the similar vibes to that, where it's like you've got these like monsters that don't necessarily belong in your society kind of mucking everything up. So I still at this point was kind of on board, and I was like, okay, it's kind of like more of a Jurassic Park movie than like an alien movie. Like I'm okay with that.
I was actually, like I said, on paper I was kind of down. I could tell it was gonna be like small town has like gets wrapped up in this conflict between alien versus predator. And I feel like that on paper is like a lot of, it's kind of like a lot of the other movies in that it's really, it's not like that complicated or anything. Like, I mean, obviously all the lore and, you know, whatever that's multi movies deep about how those, whatever, you know, but the basic idea of, I was expecting, okay, you know, instead of, we're probably going to get a group of people going in trying to take him out or something, and then the other person shows up or whatever. But then I think on paper like that could actually be kind of cool, but instead I was sort of actually picturing the first Rambo movie, but instead of like the cops chasing Rambo, they're chasing a predator and then a Predalien, but not quite the same.
Like I kind of agree. Like I think that the, like on paper, the idea is like the same tried and true formula that you've had before. You assemble a cast of human characters. Most of them are going to be cannon fodder for these aliens, and that's fine. But there was something about the execution for this movie that just didn't do a good job. And I think that was for a few reasons. So first of all, it felt like the next half an hour, at least, was them introducing all of these human characters, like, repeatedly, one after the other. And, like, I don't know about you, man, but, like, I did not care one bit about any of these people. So really quickly, I'll kind of blitz through everyone that I can remember. So, there's Pizza Guy, who is a kid who works at a pizza place. And he's trying to impress this high school girl. And they have a little story, and, like, the high school girl has kind of a dick for an ex-boyfriend or whatever. And Pizza Guy's brother is this guy named X-Con, and he just got out of jail. So he's like, he's kind of involved with them as well. There's the sheriff of the town who finds the dead bodies in the woods. So there's the sheriff. There is this army lady who just has come back from a tour of duty, and she has a daughter and a husband. And there's also a waitress or something like that, where this other character comes in and finds another waitress that's been killed. So like, there's like all of these characters, and it's just like, okay, and that's fine. But like, I was like, oh my god, like how many more characters are there? Like, let's just pick like one main one,
yeah,
kind of like the first AVP, and just stick with that one main character, because there was like, they were trying to do the, like the Final Fantasy VI kind of gimmick, where there's like all these playable characters instead of like your one lead. And it didn't work because they spent forever setting up all these different stories that nobody cares about. And you're just like, okay, like when do we get like the Pred Alien? When's he coming back? Like when are we going to see some kills here? For like a violent gory movie, it was pretty boring and pretty tame for like large stretches of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the characters you're even naming, I'm like, which one were they? There was also right. like the wife of the hunter, right? She was like,
that's right, yeah, she was there.
Yeah, there was a lot of people, which in these type of movies it is, because you know it's like you want to have a bunch of kills or whatever. But most of them don't make it actually, but that's a different story.
Well, most
yeah,
most of them don't make actually. It, but there's not any cool kills either. There's like a handful.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel like that's fine too. Like if there was just that would be fine. You know, I don't know how deep some of these characters need to be, but even in their shallowness, like they weren't that entertaining.
No,
there's a couple I was kind of into because there's a couple like actors that I recognized and I'm like, oh, I like them from this. So like I, you know, when they're on the screen, I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. There they are, you know, and I got kind of into it, but it had nothing really to do with
who stuck out to you.
There was the one character's name was Morales, played by John Ortiz.
Yeah, so he's the sheriff. Yeah. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah,
he was fine.
He's in a ton of stuff I love, and he's never a big part, but he usually has a very memorable role. Then there's one guy, I can't even remember what his deal was, but he's played by Stan Trammell. Tim was the character's name.
Okay, so this guy is the husband of Army Lady.
Okay, right. Yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah, and he had to be like to the daughter. It's coming back to me now. He had to be like the daughter and her had beef, right?
He was in
True Blood.
So oh, okay.
I remembered him, and
are
I
you
actually
big,
I didn't
are you a big
even
True Blood fan, Goo?
I've seen almost all of it. Okay. I'm not like a big fan though, no. But and he's not even like someone I just recognized him, you know. The other guy I like, this guy I just kinda recognized. He's fine, but that's the main people, I guess. I obviously recognized Predators and Aliens. That was pretty cool. But
yeah. They were good, but there's a lot of people here.
There's kind of, I get it, it's supposed to be more of like a random attack on a small town, so like it is like I get what they're going for, where it's kind of just like it is a sort of web of people who all kind of know each other in the town.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what works about both most of the Predator and Alien movies is there's like the cast of characters are usually like kind of centered around, like they usually are going in with an objective, you know what I
yes.
mean? And so I almost think like you could have had a couple people, you know in the town or whatever. And in fact, I think one of the cool features of at least the Alien series is that it's not someone who is just a soldier who perseveres. You know, mm-hmm. it's like Ripley or I guess the character in AVP, you know, is like a scientist. You
yeah.
know? So, and that's like, I think you could have had someone like that sort of, you know, cross paths with them. But I think actually it like, I know it would have been maybe too much of doing the same thing, but maybe you could have just had kind of a squad of guys who are coming
like,
in to help.
At least like some way, honestly, what almost would have been better. Cause it seemed like, this isn't a big deal, but I did notice it, where it's like it seems very like contrived that all these like cast of characters end up together. And like maybe if there's like a I don't know, I would have even been fine if like, let's just say hypothetically, like all of these characters work at that diner or something like that, so they're all together to begin with anyways, and you have like one main character,
yeah,
and they just stick together or like something, right? Like,
or the town is getting together to organize a search party.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
they're and having so you a meet, city hall meeting, whatever.
So you got the whole town and there's some cannon fodder, yeah. But then you got your core characters who last longer, you know, because I think that could have made it work, but instead it was like they tried to weave they kind of clumsily weave their stories in together, I guess. Mm. And it was like,
it wasn't great. It wasn't great. And these new characters just keep on coming and coming and coming.
I think too, like with those other movies we mentioned, like, AVP was maybe the worst at this, of like trying to give the characters some backstory that most of them you're like, eh, like the ones that you tried. Mm-hmm. But the other movies, like Alien is a good example of like we kind of just learn the character's deal as the movie goes throughout, you know what I mean? And so
like that movie has an advantage too, because you get to spend a lot of time with those characters together as like a crew, so you can see how they interact with each other, which is like, I feel like that gives it kind of an inherent advantage in letting you know like what these guys are all about. But like even in Aliens, you're right, they don't like go super super in depth with like all the different characters, but like you can immediately tell just by their interactions what Hicks is about, what everybody is about in that movie.
Yeah,
for example, like even like Alien 3 I think does a decent job at that, but this movie this movie does not. And there's another character as well, so there's a predator that's and by the way, this predator apparently his name is Wolf. I didn't know that. I was just calling him Predator. So
I don't think they oh well, don't they maybe say it's like his designation or something? I can't remember.
Maybe it's his helmet.
They do,
like a fan name. I don't know.
I think at some point they're like, he's a wolf, he's a cleaner or something. I don't know. He's like basically the guy who goes to clean up the messes, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, like he's the fixer. Like when the boss has committed a murder and you need to get rid of the evidence, that's this dude. And so
sounds cool, honestly. Yeah,
he is pretty cool. Yeah. He's like the coolest guy here, actually. And I don't even like the Predators that much, but he comes all the way over, by the way, from the Predator homeworld, and he's there in like 5 minutes. So like this dude flies, and he's there he's gonna get that Pred alien.
To be fair, like Earth is a place that the Predators come to do their little hunting like ritual.
That's true.
So it can't be too far. Like, you know what I mean? Like they probably picked, they're like, what planet do we want to do this whole human sacrifice ritual on? That one's nearby. Let's go there, you know. So
either it is probably like maybe they set 15 up like minute a commute. They'd set up like a fast travel, like they got Ferris Wind or something like that over in planet or
maybe,
Earth or something.
Maybe like a bus subway system or something, like a space shuttle.
Are we to say? We don't know. so Wolf the Predator, this dude is there, and he is going to, he's going to hunt that Pred alien and bring him down, because apparently this is just a desecration to the Predator society. So we're finally kind of moving along a little bit. But I want to point out a scene that I really loved, and not because it was good. And actually, the scene was really bad because you couldn't see a damn thing again. But like, when Pizza Guy and his brother go into the sewers to look for his keys, I don't know. I was so charmed, because I was like, there's just something so great about a sewer in a movie, you know? Like,
good.
Have you ever been into a sewer before?
No.
Me neither,
dude. Not really.
I want to go and like open up a manhole and see if there's like legit like a platform that I could walk on, and like the whole underground city. I was like, this is sweet. This is like Final Fantasy 12 down.
You know, it's probably, you would like pass out probably from how bad it smells.
Well, this guy didn't pass. In fact, he stuck his arm knee deep in the sewage.
I want to go down there because I want to hang out at the Ninja Turtles like secret base.
I'm like, telling you, it feels like there's a lost city in the sewer systems. And like, I kind of want to check that out one day.
That's something they don't tell you. They don't tell you, you can just go down there and it's so much fun. But like, so like, I don't know the government doesn't want you to know that. Is that what you think it is?
I don't know. Is it legal to go into sewers? Like, can you just like go to a manhole and like rip it off?
Who's going
to
stop you?
I'm not chasing him. It stinks down there. Like,
I don't see it. Is there no trespassing signs down there?
I don't know. I've never been in a sewer. Maybe you take the thing off, climb down. You're like, oh, damn it. This says no trespassing. I got to climb back up.
You're stuck down there. Yeah.
I was telling Sam, I was like, we gotta pop open a manhole and like check out what it looks like. I just want to know if it's true. Is there like legit walkways down there? Like, what's going on in the sewer?
There's got to be like a documentary you can watch on this, right? Like a PBS like educational video about sewers, right?
I would have been cool if like they just stayed in the sewer, because I was like, well, I can't see anything, but it doesn't matter where I am, I can't see anything, so that's fine. Something charming about a good sewer, you know? It's very mysterious.
I'm googling sewer system documentary.
And by the way, How did that guy find his key? They walked for like 10 miles to like the other side of the city. He's reaching his hand in all the poop and he's just like, oh yeah, I found my keys on this ledge. And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean you found your keys on the ledge? I mean, it doesn't matter, but whatever. Like, I was definitely thinking of a certain character from House of the Dead as I was watching this.
Someone who might get, I can't think of, excrement on him.
Yes, excrement rated character, definitely.
There's so many, I found so many documentaries about sewers. I think I'm going to send them to you.
This is,
we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, literally, we have to open the manhole and get to the bottom of this. All right, so this movie is moving along, and the predator, Wolf the Predator, he actually kills one of these coppers who's out on the job.
Yeah.
So it was an okay kill, like decent, not the best, but like at least it's something.
I have a question. I don't know when this happens, but so he's there and he's like Breaking Bad style dissolving the bodies.
He's got like his evidence. Blue acid thing that like is in infinite ammo, by the way.
He's trying, I guess he's just trying to cover up the aliens, right? Like their existence. They don't want humanity to know about the aliens. Is that what it is? I'm reading on, that's what I assumed. I'm reading on Wikipedia. He uses acid-like liquid to dissolve evidence of the xenomorph's presence. And he also blows up the vehicle that's left behind. My question is like, okay, I guess that makes sense. Because I was thinking, like, it's not like in the other Predator movies, they try to hide this, but he's trying to cover this all up. But then he starts, like, skinning guys like the Predators do, and I'm like, you're gonna bring more... Like, I would wait till you finish your mission before you start skinning guys. You know what I mean? Like, maybe there's something I missed there, but I was like, he's kind of really, like, making a scene about it, when I'm like, I guess that's not what a cleaner... Like, the hunters, right? The hunters. Maybe they're all hunters, but yeah. The hunters should be the one who come down and, like, skin the people and hang them upside down. I was like, you gotta be like keeping this on the down low, dude.
That's probably like a lot of work, like very time consuming too. And
lest that's true. Like, stay focused, man.
Lest we forget, this movie. You know, I mean, obviously, I know that like continuity is out the window here, but like this movie yeah. takes place immediately after AVP, where Weyland has just like discovered this freaking pyramid that's underneath Antarctica, and he was like live broadcasting it back. So even though everybody died, everybody knows that this still exists. I'm pretty sure. So like, what are you covering your tracks for? People know that there's alien life forms out here now. I guess this guy doesn't know that, but whatever. Yeah, good question. I don't know. I guess he just didn't like dead bodies, or at least dead bodies that aliens killed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I get it. Like, they do have this whole scheme that they do with sacrificing humans. It seems like they gave it up, but. You know, maybe it's just like now they're like, we gotta contain that planet, make sure they don't find out about the aliens or something.
This isn't confirmed or anything, but maybe there's like something about the pred alien. No, that doesn't even make sense because these are just regular xenomorphs. So
the pred alien is just making regular aliens, which yeah. I was like, that's good at least, because that would be a way bigger issue if there were pred aliens.
Yeah,
a bunch of them.
That would be. Although I have some thoughts just on the pretty alien that we'll get to. But yeah, so we finally get a little alien versus predator action here, and I think it's in the sewer still. And this predator wolf, he's taking out some aliens, and a decent fight.
It was kind of cool. Like, I liked how he made those like laser walls.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then was like kicking them into him. Yeah. This movie. Of all of them, kind of has I think lowered the prestige of the aliens of the xenomorph.
Yeah,
they are just like
very disposable.
They're pumping them out at this point, and it like I feel like it's actually somewhat handled well in AVP.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the implication that there's just like predators on the top of these pyramids, like duking it out with hundreds of them in the backstory. But
no, I think you're right, actually. Like it felt like they were equals in AVP to me. Where and even like when we were doing AVP, it was like, this movie's written by a predator, and I made that note on this movie too, because like Wolf the Predator is just mauling these xenomorphs. It's not like as egregious in some points, but I like the xenomorphs just kind of felt like whatever to me.
Well, in this movie. It's also because now the Predalien is the big bad, but we don't really get. I don't feel like we get implications that like this fixer, this cleaner or whatever, is like. I don't know. I didn't really feel like you a step above like a regular predator.
Exactly. I was like, this is just like a regular old dude. It wasn't like, the president of the Predator Society was like, you're my best man. I need you to go in and, you know, it was just like, is this some dude?
Honestly, they should have just had the aliens completely take over Earth and send a team of predators in. And it's just like a remake of Aliens. But now the Marines are replaced by predators.
You say that facetiously, but I actually think that would have rocked. Like, to have just an AVP movie like that.
All, and they're all, like, bantering in the Predator language.
Listen, if you're going to have the movie written by a Predator, just go all out. Just, like, go all in and just have it, like, the Predator team. I got to point out one other thing here, too, by the way. But, like, there was a bunch of scenes here with, like, the humans. And I was just like, this is so rough. This is so painful listening to anybody speak a word. Because it was so... Everything everybody said was, like, so, like, awful. It was...
I don't even remember what they were talking about, you know?
If you ask, like, ChatGP or whatever it's called, like, the AI thing, to write an AVP movie script, it would write this script. It was so brutal. And then it was like... You might as well have just asked it to do AI voices too, because the way that it was delivered was like so bad. Like, oh jeez.
Do you think this fight scene we're talking about is the one that got nominated for best fight sequence at the MTV Movie Awards in 2008?
I am surprised that any fight sequence got nominated. No, if anything got nominated, it's got to be the one at the end, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I like that it got something that wasn't... There's the golden raspberries or whatever, you know, you kind of expect that. That, though, had me thinking, though. It's got those, and it's kind of, this is kind of one of those ones that's notorious. I was watching it, and everyone was like, oh boy, here you go. It's one of the worst trash fires. And I sort of just watched it, and I was like, this is just like a normal, like, bad movie, you know?
I don't know, this movie isn't like the worst movie I've ever seen. It's just not very good. Like,
I was just talking about how I saw a lot of pretty much every reaction I've seen to Madam Web has been people saying like, oh, I thought it was going to be a 3 out of 5, but it was a 3 out of 10, but it was a 5 out of 10 or something. And I was like, that, and I was like, that's such a ridiculous thing to like distinguish. But then I was like, actually, that's true about this movie. It's like, mm-hmm. People act like it's a 3 out of 10, but it's like a 5.
It's not bad enough to be like awesome, where you can watch it and have like a wicked time. But it's certainly not good enough where you can watch it and have a wicked time. Actually, Doom just saw Madam Web, and he said that it was awesome. He loved it, but he also loved Morbius, which I also thought was like a pretty awful movie. And but again, not awful to the point where it's unwatchable. It's just like boring.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like this movie, like in my, it like fits alongside them in my mind. Even though, I guess I haven't seen them, so I'm judging. So what?
So all right. So here we go. Actually, you know, I do want to point out, because there's a pretty fun kill that happens here next. The husband of Army Lady, actually the guy that you were saying that you enjoyed, whose name I now forget.
Tramiel.
Sam Tramiel. So. His daughter wakes up and she's like, there's a monster outside. Ah! And like the husband, Sam Tramiel, walks towards the window. He's like, oh, there's no monster outside. See, turns on the light, and the alien like immediately comes through the window and spikes him to death. And I was like, okay, that was good.
If there was more of that, it would be a classic. Yeah.
Well, like my next note watching this movie is like, man, there are moments of greatness in this movie, like the fun kills, but like, there's like 90% of this movie is just like this awful AI generated dialogue between these awful human characters nobody cares about. Nobody cares about. Like, at least, like, in AVP, the first one, like, these characters are, like, always actively in danger. So even if you don't care about the characters, you can at least be, like, anticipating that something is going to happen. This is just, like, oh, my God. This was, I was, like, I was not anticipating, I had no feeling whatsoever if this guy, if Pizza Guy made out with a girlfriend or not. I don't care. And it was a long time before, like, real action started to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, there was another very Jurassic Park scene here, though, where the aliens are, I think they're, like, stalking everybody. I can't remember exactly where they were again, but, like, it was, it reminded me again of Jurassic Park in kind of a decent way. And it served its purpose here because finally all of these characters, all of these schmucks are together now. And now it's finally like, okay, now we can start killing these guys off. Like, let's go.
Yeah, that's like where it should have started almost. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, 110%. So now we get the movie with the Pred alien. He's going into like the maternity ward. He kills all those babies. I thought it was so crass. But the next scene, it was just like, it was like cheap heat, you know? I was just like, come on.
But it made you want to root against him a little bit, right? Or no, you're saying his go away heat.
It didn't make me want to root against the Pred alien. It just made me just be like, this movie just like sucks. Like it's using like, it shouldn't need to use like cheap tricks like that to get you to hate the bad guy, because you should like have characters that maybe you're kind of sort of attached to, and like that's enough to make you not want to see the bad. I don't know. I was just like, I it felt cheap.
Yeah, I like sort of agree with you, but then I always am like, the movie's called, it's called Alien versus Predator. Like it just sounds like a dumb movie already.
I know, but like, I was like, come on, like, we could do better than this. Like, come on.
It honestly reminds me, there was some comedian who had some joke. I'm not going to retell it, but the gist of it was about like, in Freddy versus Jason, Freddy Krueger says like something racist to a character, and like the audience is like, oh, and he was saying like people are disappointed in Freddy Krueger. that's what it makes me think here, where you're like, you're like, come on, Pred alien.
Well, I'm more so thinking to myself, like come on, Brother Strauss, you got aliens, predators, and Pred aliens, like come on, you don't need this kind of garbage to whatever. Yeah. So I feel like I'm 100 years old bitching about this, but like I just saw it and I was just like, ugh. Like, ugh.
But the movie ends with them freaking killing everyone. So
I don't know. Yes, it does, but I don't know. There was something about this that I was just kind of like, ugh.
Too far.
Too far. I don't need to see this. You can infer it, but like, I don't want to explicitly see it.
And if I'm renting the unrated edition, this is what I want, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the unrated edition had, like, scenes where it didn't cut away. Like, that's the other thing about this movie that I noticed is, like, especially with the kids, like, or there was that that pregnant lady in the bar or the restaurant or whatever. The Pred alien killed these people, but it always cuts away from actually showing it to you. So it's like, great, this gory movie, but not, like, we're not even going to show you. It's like, come on, man.
We should have figured out the differences. Yeah.
All right. So, by the way, the Pred alien goes over, and there's a lady who's like, I think her water just broke, and he like, the scene was disgusting. He did like whatever he did. He put his thing down her throat and like impregnated her, and she popped out with like five little xenomorph babies. That was gnarly. And I didn't hate that. I don't know why to me like the baby scene just stuck out so much, but
it's kind of in like, it's kind of like the most extreme. Well, they like that sort of like element, like the sort of like,
can I give you an example? Like, you know, in episode 3 in Star Wars, when Anakin goes to the younglings, that is awesome because that's like an earned moment for him. You know what I mean? Like they build up to that, where this is just like this schlocky, crappy, like, yeah, we're gonna kill these babies. And I was just like,
yeah.
So Yeah, so we got little xenomorph babies here, and there's a pretty cool kill actually that happens here. I think the predator is fighting a bunch of xenomorphs, and the predator kills a xenomorph, and the acid from his severed head falls on like the ex-boyfriend's head and like melts him to death. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Yeah, there was some, I like that. There's some like cruel stuff, you know?
Yeah. So at this point, this movie is a total homage to Paul W, because this movie from this point on turns into Resident Evil.
Yeah, like, it was like very weird.
It went from Jurassic Park to Resident Evil, and like complete with Army Girl and like her tank top, and like the ex-con has like his Leon Kennedy jacket and stuff like that. It was just like, okay, God, whatever. So basically the idea is that they get in contact. The survivors get in contact with the government, and the government's like, or the army or whatever, they're like, we're gonna pick you up at the drop zone, and they start going to the drop zone. By the way, Army Lady's husband has been dead for like 2 hours, and she's already flirting with like the ex-con. I was just like, okay, all right, cool.
Yeah. And you know the drop zone.
You know. And before anything, like, we've seen this movie before. And one of the greatest lines in this movie actually is, the government doesn't lie to us.
Yes, it's very, very on the nose, yeah, for sure.
That,
which I sort of see what they're trying to set up a little bit with, especially with the post credits, or not the post credits, but like tease, the classic tease, which I actually, if the movie was good, I actually would have been like, hell yeah, you know what
I mean? Too. Like, I thought that was pretty cool. I do too.
We can talk about it more when we get there, but
yeah, and to be honest with you, we're almost there. Like, so basically, okay, we got the two parties splitting up, the sheriff and one of the other character, not Army Lady, but the other female character with him. I think the waitress or the wife or whatever. Two of those characters go to the drop point. Mm-hmm. These guys are like turkeys on Thanksgiving. They are going to be bombed. The U.S. Army's coming in to nuke the entire city, Raccoon City style. Whereas the other guy, so Army Lady and her kid, Pizza Guy and the ex-con, they go to the hospital where the Predalien is to steal the helicopter there to get the hate that like out of town. So they go to the hospital, and we finally got Wolf the Predator taking on the Predalien. I thought that this fight actually wasn't all that great.
Yeah, no, I mean,
it was hard to see. It wasn't that violent. Yeah. It was, I don't know, it just wasn't very good.
It had some cool moments, but yeah, I pretty much felt the same way. Like, visually, just was kind of muck. It was muck.
And the ending, I was like, this sucks. Like, first of all, I was like, the Predalien sucks. Like, he just got killed by like a regular ass predator. I was like, okay, whatever. And they just kill each other, so it's very anticlimactic. And then like immediately after, the city is nuked. So it's like, okay, I guess that's it. I guess that's a movie. So I was like, I thought that final scene sucked. There was like this big thing where like the ex-con was trying to distract like some of the aliens of predators, and I was like, just kill this dude already. Come on, the whole final fight I thought was pretty lame.
Yeah, the way they incorporate, like, to go back to AVP, it makes AVP look like that's a freaking Avatar or Star Wars or something. Because I think about how, or even like, if it's better alongside its forefathers and Alien and Predator, because I think about the way the human character sort of teamed up with that was like actually pretty clever the way they did it. You know, the way they got them together. And they incorporated, they incorporated like all the facts that we kind of know about predators and aliens from the previous movie, and for the most part, like, tastefully combined them. It's a little ridiculous, but whatever. Whereas in this, it felt like it just kind of slapdash. You know what I mean? Like the ending with the people, like the fight between the aliens and the predator, Predalien, whatever. It just didn't feel like really any of it mesh together well, had anything to do with each other that much. No. Even, I don't know, even the threat of the nuking didn't, in Resident Evil, like, it's in 2, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I know that's not a movie you even like that much, but you gotta admit, like, there's, like,
oh, that movie's that nuking like 1,000% better than this.
That's like a good, like, it's like a ticking clock in the whole movie almost, yeah, where it's like, we gotta get here and there. This is just kind of like, it just sort of happens, and it's like.
And I thought that it was, like, pretty, like, again, going back to the complaint, it was really hard to see, like, what was an alien and what was the pred alien for me. Like, I always, and especially, like, what was a xenomorph and what was the pred alien, because you have all three running around, where, particularly the xenomorph and pred alien, but, like, there's lots of times where I was like, oh, I think that's a pred alien. Oh, wait, that's, like, a regular xenomorph. Like, and it was so hard to see that it just wasn't very good. Wasn't very good.
Kind of a bummer, because I was looking at some, like, shots, and there's, like, some decent-looking stuff. I even think, like, there's some cool, like, kind of effects in the movie and stuff, too, and some of the alien and predator stuff, like, looks all right when you can, like, get a good shot at it, you know? It's not, like, they have a quote where they said, like, oh, there's, other than, like, the pure, like, outer space shots, I think they said, there's no shot that's, like, 100% CGI, which is, like, kind of BS marketing for some of it.
Yeah.
Like, where it's like, well, it's, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, that's a thing people say to just, like, convince you that it looks better, but it's like, just because
it did not look better,
make that claim.
Yeah
maybe, there's some decent though,
maybe you should have used some CGI, like, I don't know,
there's like a couple shots here. I'm looking at the Predalien and the Predator, I'm like, this looks like kind of cool, but like, it's in this still, you know what I mean? Not like,
yeah,
the whole scene like kind of looks,
you
like,
know what?
But.
I'll give a little bit of props, because I did think that there was one cool scene, the kill actually with the like high school girl, where she gets like impaled by the Predator's little spinning like blade thing. I thought that was like kind of a cool shot. It looked kind of cool, and it was bright, so you could like see it and appreciate it, which I thought was cool. Mm-hmm. And I'll also give, I don't know, I kind of groaned a little bit when this happened, but like one of the dudes is just like, okay, guys, get to the chopper. And
yeah, well, you know, you got to do that.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, yeah, okay, that's fun. It doesn't have that same punch, I gotta say, but I appreciated that. But
there was a couple good moments with Sparks, by the way, too. I want to throw that in there. They had a couple good. One of the Predator's weapons in these movies makes sparks happen, and
you know what? You're right, actually.
That's something that's key to the Predator franchise, is cool sparks, and I felt like they could have had more of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
There's ways to tastefully light these movies. I don't know who said it. I think it might be from Lord of the Rings. There's some famous quote that always gets passed around where one of the hobbits or one of them asks, like, where what's the, like, the light source in this scene? Like, where would this light be coming from? And they said something, the same place where the music comes from. You know, like, I was thinking about that in the sewers. Yeah. I'm like, just fucking throw a light on them, for Christ's sake. Please.
I don't disagree. Like, but like, not even the sewers. Like, dude, you're fighting on a rooftop, the ultimate fight of this movie, and like, you can't see a damn thing.
They should have freaking the helicopters like circling, you know,
yeah,
what's gonna happen, you know,
spotlights,
big fight
on them.
big fight feel. That's one thing Alien usually get. Think of Aliens, that gets big fight feel, you know, and you get the,
yes,
you get all the different bat, you get the dang mech thing, like,
oh, even AVP, the first AVP, the big fight feel at the end when you have like the queen versus the Predator and the scientist.
Yeah.
It's like, that's cool. Like, the first Alien, when you have the Xeno versus Ripley, like, that's cool. Like, man, like, there are so many moments, like, even like Alien Resurrection, which is always like just beat up on mercilessly, and some of it's valid, some of it's not, but even like that final fight between I don't even remember what that alien is called in that movie, but it's a weird looking thing, and the final fight between that baby. One and the baby, yeah, that's a big fight feel too. This one is kind of going for that, but it's just like, it's more confusing than anything. It's like if you have a big fight and somebody gets injured like a minute or two in and they got to change the match, and then it just sucks, you know? That's what this was.
And again, I think I might have said this in the last one, but this could have used some new metal, I think. Maybe it's 2007, so maybe we're a little past that, but I don't know. This could have used some, like, I don't know. I feel like it needed, for me, I needed it to lean more into the schlockiness, and I feel like the music just never got it. I'm thinking about in Freddy vs. Jason, you know, they're fighting and like Seven Dust is playing or something. Like, if it's not going to be tasteful, just go for it, you know? Or like maybe some Nickelback or something would have been cool in this, you know what I mean? Think of like, what? Yeah, right? Like, you know, one of their hardest rocking songs.
The town is getting nuked. Look at this photograph.
That's exactly what I meant, yeah.
I like your pants around me. I had a friend in high school actually that made a band called The Pants Situation based off that song. I always think about him. I wonder how he's doing.
That's a tasteful name.
Great name. Yeah. Shout out to The Pants Situation. But okay, so this movie ends. It's full blown Resident Evil at the end. So Army Girl, Pizza Guy, ex-con, and Army Girl's kid escape on the chopper. They're blown away by the nuke, but they survive. All of them survive. And like, oh, this is such, like, this is straight out of Resident Evil, where it's like the government men come at the end and they're like, you need you to come with us and brief you. And like, so Army funny, Girl's though, in her cause... tank top, and like ex-con's like doing his Chris Redfield, and it's just like, oh, Jesus, like, come on.
It's so funny though, because how much of Resident Evil, the movie, is, especially the first one, is like informed by Alien. You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely a big, it's obviously zombie inspired, but it's super Alien inspired.
Not that dissimilar, where you have the tactical team who gets picked off one by one. Yeah.
You've got your Ripley in that. You've got your, you know. And like, that's what this movie needed, honestly, is there was no, even AVP had like a Ripley.
Exactly. There was no like one character that they invested imagine that there's six cups, and like usually you fill one cup almost to the top with water, and you have the rest of the five cups barely filled, but you don't care. This movie had an equal amount of water between all six cups or five cups or whatever I just said, and none of them were full, none of them were satisfying, and it's just like, ugh. That's what this movie needed.
It was like well water too, that you're not sure is like, okay.
It was sewer water from where that dude was getting his
keys. Yeah,
from.
Where he dropped his keys. I did like the tease though.
The movie
was great, because that's where it's like they basically who played, they had Yutani, right? Or Wayland.
Yeah, so they had Francois Yip as Miss Yutani, okay. CEO of the Yutani Corporation. I thought that was like a really cool idea, actually. And you're right, if this movie was good, I would have been like pumped to see
what else
this could do.
She felt very Resident Evil. Like, she felt very like head of the Umbrella Corporation type thing. So which is basically, I think of sort of like, that's like, because everything in Resident Evil, like the games and the movie, is like the stuff it's based on, but more video gamified and a bit more wacky.
All right.
And so this felt like that too, where I was like, this feels like the, you know, a little bit sillier version of, but I liked it kind of compared to, I'm sort of over the, like, let's, I don't know what her character would be, but I kind of wanted,
it was interesting.
I want to see like a bad Wayland like character again, you know, like, because that's back to the core of the series. You don't
trust that's the true bad guy of the whole series. And the Xenomorph is just kind of like almost an extension of that corporate greed and all that kind of stuff. But I thought that this was really interesting, actually, because like, you never really see or hear about anybody from the Yutani side. It's usually always Wayland, like Peter Wayland and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, this is kind of cool. And like, there's really not like a whole lot of information about the Yutani Corporation. Other than I was doing a little bit of research into this last night, where Yutani, I guess, does like a hostile takeover of Wayland Corp. And that's how their companies merge. I don't know.
Okay.
Here's a little bit of trivia for you, though, actually. So Francois Yip is actually has some ties to virtual theater and, again, to the series. So she shows up in The Predator, which is the 2018 movie directed by Shane Black. And and also, this actress has shown up in Alone in the Dark.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. I don't remember her,
but apparently she had a starring role in Romeo Must Die too, in a Jet Li movie called Black Mask. Yeah. So that's a pretty sick movie, actually.
Hell yeah.
this movie stunk. It was not very good. I honestly can't sit here and say, like, if you're a Metroid fan, if you're a sci-fi fan, if you're an Alien fan, if you're a Predator fan, I don't know that you would enjoy this movie. I really don't. Like, maybe watch it just to say that you've watched it, like, just to see, you know, see all the movies or whatever, but like, this was this was not the best.
I wish it was as bad as people acted like it is, because that would be, I saw, like, I was looking at just like those just now, the snippets of the reviews that they like included on Wikipedia, and there's this one quote that I'm like, this would be an awesome movie, but it's not this movie. Well, it is in some ways, but it says, an orgy of mindless violence, a random collection of bloody bodies, alien misanthropy, and slobbering carnage designed to bore straight into the pleasure centers of a 13-year-old boy and leave the rest of us wondering when the movies got so damn loud. And maybe that's your side of it, where you're saying, like, I feel like an old person.
Just for, like, that one scene, like, I kind of disagree with that assessment, because it's like, there's violence and gore and stuff like that, but
there was some, yeah.
It's just kind of like, it's boring, you know. Like,
it's, yeah, it's weird. Like, it has its moments, but it does find a way to make some of the gore aspects, like, not that engaging. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I see one review on here that I like vehemently disagree with, which is, can't recommend it as a good movie on its own merits, stocked as it is with cardboard cutout characters, but miles more interesting than the last Alien versus Predator film.
No, wrong.
That is so wrong. I appreciate the first Alien versus Predators, like, way, way, way more after watching this, because that movie, like you said, it tastefully, not even tastefully, that's not the right word, but it, like, logically kind of brings together everything in a way that doesn't, like, I don't know. It's so much better on every conceivable metric than AVPR. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could have just used some mindless violence, and it would have been probably top tier, you know. But what can you do?
If this movie was just like literally mindless violence and like cool music playing and like really like don't care about the plot, we're going all in schlocky, this would be perfectly fine for what it is. But for what it is, it's just like, it's kind of boring. Like, it doesn't go far enough. And then, but it's not good enough to, you know,
it's kind of, I found myself, no man's land. You know, I started watching this and I was like, I was thinking, I'm being too harsh on the era of 07 and on 08 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, but then I got sorry, this is kind of off topic, but I was like, what's the deal with 2007? And so I was like looking it up, and I think the first thing I saw on some page, it might have been Wikipedia as well, that was like, 2007 is considered by many to be one of like the best years for film. And I was like, it was so funny to see that coming off of AVP, you know what I mean? But then when I'm like, well, what won awards or whatever from that year? And I was like, immediately, like, okay, like, you don't even need to say, I saw No Country for Old Men. And I was like, okay, you don't even have to tell me another movie. I think that's such a great movie. But then I saw there was There Will Be Blood as well. So I was sort of like, okay, Alien vs. Predator is not in that camp, obviously. But
you're forgetting the quality Resident Evil Extinction and a very guilty pleasure of mine, Shoot 'Em Up, starring Clive Owen.
I've never seen that. I like the title, though.
I have some news, actually, too. There was a sci-fi horror movie released in 2007 called AVH, Alien versus Hunter.
Hunter? Yeah. That's probably like an Asylum. Is it by Asylum Pictures or something?
I don't know.
It's gotta be, right?
Let's take a look. I mean, I assume.
Do we watch that?
Maybe we should. That might fall under Alien in Review, right?
Oh my!
There's Alien versus Ninja, Alien versus Predator, Day Among Aliens, Alien Predator War.
Holy. It was distributed by The Asylum, and much like their other films, Mockbuster. They basically make movies that they hope people will accidentally like rent or click on in Tubi or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So they would do like Transmorphers or whatever, you know.
I have a hard time believing that AVH could be worse than AVPR, to be honest with you. I feel more optimistic it might be about AVH.
I think we should try it someday. I'm definitely okay. Down to try it.
Let's do it. This actually released 1 week before AVPR, so that's exactly what they did. They tried to confuse people with the movie they were watching. That's great. I like that.
It's sort of like, is it like scamming? I guess if you like click on it.
That's borderline. No. Yeah, that's borderline.
They're still doing it too. They have like it'll be anything. They have a movie called like Megalodon something or other, you know, trying to be like, or a Bullet Train Down. Like, yeah. They're still the Jurassic Domination. Like, they're still Top Gun or Danger Zone. Like, they, oh, hey, this sounds good. Titanic 666.
Wow. That's
it's a sequel to like Titanic
at the end of the world kind of thing, or
yeah. Well, apparently it's a sequel. They made a movie called Titanic 2, which also sounds awesome. I love that. That's one of the best titles for a movie, I think.
One more 2007 classic that we absolutely have to shout out. We'd be remiss if we did not. Is Planet Terror, one of the greatest B movies of all time. What an amazing movie that is.
Yeah, that puts this to shame. Oh, actually, Transmorphers came out in 2007 as well. So
there you go.
Well, didn't Transformers actually? Anyway,
I don't know. What year did Minutes to Midnight come out? That's when I 2004. Yeah, right?
The Linkin Park. Yeah.
Well, that's AVPR. Right. It's not very good. I'm giving it a big old fat thumbs down, unfortunately. I have a hard time recommending it to anybody on this show. To be honest with you, our podcast episode is like way more entertaining than this movie was. I'll guarantee you that. I'll guarantee you that. So yeah,
I wouldn't recommend it. No,
no. Goo, where could people come and check you out on these internets doing your thing? Tell us all about what you got going on.
I would mainly just go look up Flashback 64, which is like a podcast where we're covering the Nintendo 64 library. Me and my fiance, Kenna, very fancy. And Andy has been on the show and will be again. So
that's right.
Talk about the, I've already mentioned the connections, but we've recently talked about like Doom. So, you know, there's all that. Go check out our crossover we had with Andy and Sam as well, where we did a flashback and we talked about Batman and Robin, which
so good.
That is a classic especially compared to
Batman and Robin. Like, listen, Batman and Robin is so fun from start to finish. Say what you will about the bad puns and like some of the cheesy stuff going on, but like, I wish that AVPR had even a fraction of the personality that Batman and Robin has, because it needed it. So yeah,
if this movie looked like a toy commercial like that, like it, like
I'd be buying some toys.
Amazing. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
Go check out Flashback 64. Doing great work over there. And of course, to anybody that doesn't know, I'm sure everybody does, but anybody that doesn't, if you're down listening to Gooey and I talk about movies, well, guess what? We have an entire podcast that we do this all the time. We do it at least a couple times a month, I think twice a month or whatever, called Virtual Theater. You could check that out wherever you get your podcasts. It is a podcast about video game movies and the stories that shape them. So go check it out. It's like 5 years old at this point. So lots of stuff for you to sink your teeth into. Alien in Review will return probably in a couple months, but we're back for what I am personally the most excited for. I love the Prometheus era of Alien. I Love it. Mm. I am so stoked to be back. And hey, we got Alien Romulus coming out supposedly in the summertime too. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
Big. We might have to like expedite.
Oh, I think that might have to. I think we might have to do like all the Alien movies before we get there for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm stoked about that. All right, well, we are going to get out of here. Thank you guys for hanging out with us as we talk AVPR. Like I said, Alien in Review will be back with Prometheus next, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Until then, we want you guys to check us out over on OmegaMetroid.com. If you are if you're playing Metroid and you're stuck, you need a tip, you need a trick, you need a guide, you need a map, whatever, go check us out there. You got news. It's all there. Everything Metroid you could ask for is over on OmegaMetroid.com. Check us out wherever you get your podcast. Go like, subscribe, rate, recommend, review, all of that good stuff. You got a Metroid fan in your life, tell them where they can get their weekly Metroid fix. Check us out over on social. We are at OmegaMetroidPod. I am at Spiteri316. Goo is at GooeyFame. Check out Flashback 64 and Virtual Theater while you're there, too. That, my friends, is going to do it for us. We are out of here, but we'll see you back here next week. So until then, everybody, take care.